Welcome to Sports Medicine Weekly. We will be diving into the details of this article to help you optimize your performance, general health, and remain injury-free. Table of Contents. Introduction. Connecting sports medicine with public health prevention and recovery. Two sides of the same coin. Rehabilitation, restoring function, not just time, nutrition, and mental health as performance factors. Beyond elite athletes, access and technology, key takeaway frequently asked questions. Introduction. Sports medicine is not only for professional athletes recovering from dramatic injuries. It covers a much wider field involving injury prevention, rehabilitation, exercise, nutrition, physical conditioning, mental well-being, and long-term health. From teenagers playing school sports to adults trying to remain active later in life, people increasingly rely on multidisciplinary care to participate safely. As knowledge about exercise and injury continues to improve, sports medicine is becoming an important connection between individual healthcare and broader public health. Connecting sports medicine with public health. Sports medicine professionals usually focus on individual patients, but many of the problems they encounter also have wider health implications. Physical inactivity, preventable injuries, unequal access to recreational facilities, and limited rehabilitation services can affect entire communities. This helps explain why health policy graduate programs can be relevant to people interested in improving how health services are designed, evaluated, and delivered. Developing analytical skills used to assess whether interventions are actually achieving their intended goals. Keeping individual athletes healthy remains important, but improving the systems surrounding physical activity can potentially benefit far more people. Prevention and recovery, two sides of the same coin. Sports medicine is often associated with treating injuries, yet prevention is one of its most valuable responsibilities. Athletes repeatedly place stress on muscles, joints, bones, tendons, and ligaments, and when training volume increases too quickly or technique is poor, injury risk rises. Prevention begins with understanding the specific demands of an activity. A runner experiences different physical stresses than a swimmer, football player, or weightlifter, and training plans should reflect those differences while allowing adequate recovery time. Coaches and athletes should also pay attention to early discomfort. Continuing to train aggressively through persistent pain can turn a manageable issue into a problem requiring extended rehabilitation. More training does not automatically produce better performance. Exercise creates physical stress, and the body needs time to adapt, which is why recovery belongs inside a training program rather than being treated as wasted time. Sleep is particularly important. Athletes who consistently sacrifice sleep may struggle with energy, concentration, and their ability to recover from demanding training. Recovery doesn't necessarily require complete inactivity. Gentle walking, mobility work, or swimming may serve as appropriate active recovery, and sports medicine professionals can help athletes distinguish normal post-exercise discomfort from something that deserves evaluation. Rehabilitation, restoring function, not just time. When an injury occurs, simply waiting for pain to disappear may not be enough. Rehabilitation is designed to restore movement, strength, stability, and confidence before someone fully returns to an activity. And the process varies according to the injury. An ankle sprain may need mobility and balance work, while a serious knee injury may require a considerably longer progression. Returning too quickly can create problems. An athlete may feel fine during ordinary daily activities while still lacking the strength or control required for competitive sport. Rehabilitation should focus on function rather than the calendar alone, with physical therapists, physicians, and athletic trainers working together to determine appropriate progression. Nutrition and mental health as performance factors. Athletic performance depends on more than training. The body needs sufficient energy and nutrients to support exercise, recovery, and normal physiological function, and needs vary substantially by age, body size, sport, and training intensity. Athletes should be cautious about extreme diets promising rapid results, and supplement use requires similar care. Products marketed toward athletes can make impressive claims without equally impressive evidence. Registered dietitians can provide individualized guidance when nutritional needs become complicated. Physical performance and mental well-being are closely connected. Athletes may experience pressure from competition, coaches, or their own personal standards, and injuries can create additional emotional challenges by temporarily removing people from an activity that forms part of their identity. Sports medicine increasingly recognizes that recovery should consider these psychological factors alongside physical rehabilitation. Coaches and healthcare professionals can help by creating environments where athletes feel comfortable discussing difficulties rather than treating emotional struggles as weakness. Beyond elite athletes, access and technology. Sports medicine has applications far beyond stadiums and professional teams. Recreational runners, weekend cyclists, older adults, and people beginning exercise programs can all benefit from principles of safe movement and injury prevention. Someone who has been sedentary for years cannot necessarily begin exercising like an experienced athlete, and age, prior injuries, and existing conditions all influence what's appropriate. Sports medicine helps bridge the gap between the general advice to exercise more and the practical question of how to do so safely. Wearable devices can track heart rate, distance, sleep, and training volume, and video analysis can help professionals examine movement patterns. But data needs context. A smartwatch may flag a change in recovery patterns without explaining why it happened. Stress, illness, sleep, and nutrition can all be factors. Healthcare professionals still need to combine data with clinical evaluation and conversation with the athlete, and that human judgment isn't going away as the technology improves. Key takeaway: sports medicine is moving toward a broader understanding of health. Preventing injuries, supporting rehabilitation, improving nutrition, protecting mental well-being, expanding access to exercise, and using technology responsibly all contribute to the same objective: helping people remain active safely. Whether the patient is a professional competitor or someone simply trying to exercise without pain, the same multidisciplinary approach applies. Frequently asked questions: is sports medicine only relevant to competitive athletes? No. Recreational exercisers, older adults, and people returning to activity after a sedentary period all benefit from the same principles of safe movement, injury prevention, and appropriate progression. When does normal soreness become something that needs evaluation? Discomfort that persists, worsens with continued training, or is accompanied by swelling, instability, or sharp pain generally warrants evaluation rather than pushing through. Can wearable devices replace clinical evaluation? No, they provide useful data on training load, sleep, and recovery trends, but can't independently explain what's causing a change. That still requires clinical judgment and a conversation with the athlete. Dr. Brian Cole and Sports Medicine Weekly do not endorse any product or service described on this site. Content published in Sports Medicine Weekly is for informational purposes only and is not a substitute for professional medical advice. Always seek the advice of your healthcare provider regarding any medical condition. Thank you for listening to this article. We hope that it helps you to stay active and informed. For a full library of our audio articles designed to keep your health and performance at their peak, please visit sportsmedicineweekly.com/audio. We look forward to seeing you here for our next update.